بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
If we say to ourselves that, look, sometimes I feel merciful on somebody, what normally happens? Imagine you go outside and you see somebody who has very few clothes, he's very, very hungry, he doesn't have a place to stay, he doesn't have shelter. I have this feeling of mercy towards him. That's what we say, don't we? I feel merciful to him. So I get these feelings inside me, and then I react to these feelings, and I put my hand in my pocket and I give something to that person. So this is what mercy is as far as the human being is concerned. But there's an issue over here, because when it comes to Allah, Allah doesn't react to things. He doesn't have feelings and he doesn't change. So how do we say that Allah is merciful if he doesn't get these feelings? And this tells us that this idea of the feelings, they are not what the actual meaning of mercy is. They are almost the prerequisites that we as human beings need in order to be merciful. The act of being merciful is the result of those feelings, not the feelings themselves. And so when Allah is mercy, when Allah is merciful, he doesn't have these feelings, but the action that happens from Allah towards us, that is what we are defining as mercy. And you can apply this to many of the other names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than mercy. So this idea of this softness and affection and kindness and compassion and sympathy that we feel, they are what we call the lawazim. For us to be merciful, these are the things that come within us. But Allah is not reactionary. So when we define mercy now, we are going to define mercy as giving to somebody, but we're going to put a condition on it, giving to somebody what they need. Mercy is not always just the act of giving. Let's take an example. I don't know how many of you are from the UK, but we'll use one of the currencies that is slightly more value. So we'll say £5 or £10. You go out and you find two people and you want to give this person £10 out of the mercy that you want to show to this person. But one of these people is the one who didn't have any shelter, he was starving, he didn't have any food. And the other person is a wealthy businessman that always travels business class. If I give £10 to both of these people, does it count as being merciful to them both? It doesn't. Why? Because the one who needs it, he is the one that I'm being merciful for. On the other hand, if the person doesn't need it, then I can't call that mercy. In fact, the guy will probably be really offended that he's flying business class and you're giving him a £5 note. Yeah? And you know, we see this when we recite our du'as sometimes. At the end we say, بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّحِمِينَ. But sometimes we say, بِفَضْلِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّحِمِينَ. And we seem to use these interchangeably, but actually they have specific meanings. For example, the word fadl means extra. So it might not be something I need, but because you're so gracious, just give me that extra. Okay, so there, each word has a particular connotation that is there. So mercy is this idea of giving to somebody who needs.